As we were closing, close to the end of it,
yes,
the Skype connection broke off. So, okay, let me then pick up the last bit of it, because once you realize that whatever you experience, it goes into the body, it goes into the cell in the way Bruce Lipton nicely described, and it's put in storage in the DNA, but likewise experience are stored in isolated sectors, little hells in our body, in isolation chambers, freezers. If you need to get rid of those things, then you can use the technique of meditation, which basically you go into a relaxed state, you decide that you want to think about your thoughts, you call up an experience with a really hefty, that was really gory, and in a way you go out and dissect it. You empty the waste bin, clean it out. People still need to learn how to do that with their garbage dumps. I call it the job on the dung heap. How we need to clean up our mess on the earth. I call it Project Purgatory. We need to go into that area where we don't want to be. We need to look behind the taboo. We need to look behind the things we don't want to see. And then once you go there, you realize that yes, it is a stink because there's a garbage heap. And once in the garbage heap, you say, well, look at all these wonderful materials here. I never thought of using them in a different way. So in that same way, you go into memories which are dysfunctional. You have to be very careful, because maybe next time we can talk about reflexes and programming reflex and deprogramming reflex, because that's actually the topic we are talking about now. So with lucid dreaming, or with lucid daydreaming, or with thinking about your thinking, or about in conscious living your life, you're actually editing what you're doing while you're doing it. In conscious living your life, you need to have 4 levels of consciousness active. In thinking about your thinking, you need to have 3 levels of consciousness active. In lucid dreaming, you have 2 levels of consciousness active. In dreaming, you're at 1 level of conscious. That makes it a bit more tricky. You need to have trained the other levels to be able to do that better. But in the healing approach, you do the same principle, and then you, as I said, you focus on a thought, you wait till the emotions are discharged, you look into the thought, and you rewrite the experience, you rewrite the memory, because what you remember is just something, information stored in your body. It's not real. As I said, reality is no more than samsara. It's the vibrations on the surface of the body. It's a picture in a cinema. So when you store it in your maya, in your internal imagination, in your internal memory box, that doesn't make it more real. It's just information. You can edit it. So once you start editing it, you can get rid of all these old traumatic experiences. As a result, all these little dung heaps of frozen memories locked into the body, they get cleaned up. The body cells are no longer having this interference. As a result, the internal processes can speed up. And as a result, this is what the alchemists call the process of rejuvenation. Because every time you store something in your body that has not been resolved, you block something. It's like you live in a house and you put the garbage bag here, put the garbage bag there, put the garbage bag there. At some point, you cannot get around. It takes very long before you can get from one place to the other. They call that aging. Go to the park, garbage bag, yes, they stink, open it up, yes, it might be tedious, sort out what is there, yes, that might take time, and then use the information, use the stuff that you find there in a way that makes it useful again. Change the story to a happy ending. And then one by one, you get rid of all these garbage bags in your internal world. You clean up your world, you speed up your world, you rejuvenate. So let me end the story here. It's a pity that it cracked up in 2 parts. Essentially, the last part is the only thing that it is all about. Whatever life experience we have a whole machinery by which we take the information into our body. Same principle as we use in digestion for thinking. It's the same principle as the laser. It's the mathematics of the hologram. All of that you can add to the understanding. in a more practical sense, we just have information coming into our body. Do you digest it, yes or no? If it is undigested, then at some point you better get back to it and digest it still. You can do that for yourself, you can help others do that. You can have little clubs by which you just pull out the gory stuff and empty it out, and everybody starts laughing, because it turns out that everybody has had the same problems. And once you see that every problem can have a solution, the voice speeds up, the moaning, lamenting voices that some people have become full of laughter again, and the thinking speeds up, the experience of life speeds up, because all of the blockages which were there are no longer there. To round it off, your question was about the relationship between dreaming and lucid dreaming. Essentially, it is the process of what happens in your body as it is happening, and what happens when you are thinking about it. I said, well, in that case, why not do it with thoughts? And there's a lot of techniques in working with your thoughts, with writing, with painting, with sculpting, whatever. And the only purpose is that you can recycle old thoughts, and essentially that is the job of the dung heap, as the gardener said. If you have a pile of dung, piss on it, because the enzyme in the urine will convert the shit into compost. In the compost, all of the undigested seeds will have the possibility to grow, so you will have new plants, new flowers, new fruits, and then you discover that all of the old shit is in fact the fertilizer by which you can do much more in your life. So let me end it at that.